Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Mark chapter 1 and verse 35. Before daybreak the next morning, Jesus got up and went out to an isolated place to pray. Although Jesus' ministry had only recently begun, he was clearly already very busy. His authoritative preaching and miraculous healings were attracting great interest, and he had little time to himself. But he knew that his authority came from God his Father, and so he needed to keep in close contact with him. That meant that he had to work hard to find a special time and place to pray. He knew that his ministry relied upon it. As we walk in the footsteps of Jesus, we need to work just as hard to find our special times and places to pray. One thing is absolutely certain, and that is that personal prayer won't happen without discipline and determination. We'll always be able to fill our time with other activities. The key thing is for us to become convinced that prayer is our priority and that other activities, however worthy and enjoyable, are of lesser importance. That's often hard to accept because we tend to judge ourselves and others tend to measure us by our activities. For the person who doesn't understand how God works, prayer could easily look like a complete waste of time. The place where we pray is often very important. It may be that you have a special place in your home where you can sit and pray. In a busy household, this might be hard to achieve. And I heard of one person who claimed that the only quiet place they could find in their home was their loo. But maybe you have a park where you can walk. Wherever your special place may be, you need to cherish the opportunity to meet with God in quietness. William Wilberforce, famous for his involvement in the abolition of the transatlantic slave trade, once wrote this: "Of all things, guard against neglecting God in the secret place of prayer." Whoever we are, whatever our life looks like, we all need to listen to those words and make prayer a priority, just like Jesus. So let me ask you personally, what is your special time and place of prayer? And now let's pray together. Loving Father, thank you for the privilege of being able to pray to you. Help us always to make it a priority. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.